This morning, in synagogue, for those of you who may have come a few minutes after the Torah reading, we read the beginning of the story of Moses. I talked in the study source about why God chooses Moses, because the truth is we don't know. We can only guess that it's because Moses has an eye for injustice wherever it occurs, whether between Jews, Jews and non-Jews, or between non-Jews. Moses always intervenes because he cannot stand to see cruelty. He can't stand to see that look on the face of somebody who oppresses someone else, the face that the theologian G.K. Chesterton once said is what stands between us and the fires of hell. That face of power combined with indifference that we have seen again and again and again in our history and again and again and again in the last century and into this one. But why is it that Moses is born with this sense of hatred of injustice? We don't know, but there is at least one thing that we might guess. Remember that Moses is born under the sign of death. Like all the Israelite children, from the moment he is born, he is condemned to die. And the only thing that saves him is the desperate action of his mother, who puts him in a basket, and the basket is called a teva. That word is only used one other time in the Torah. It refers to Noah's Ark. In other words, this is the basket that will save civilization and save humanity. It's a teva. Because it carries within it the spirit that alone can ensure that human beings will survive. And Pharaoh's daughter comes down to the river to bathe. And then what we read this morning is, Vihine na'ar boche, and behold, a child crying. And the rabbis say that that strange phrase, that anomaly, the fact that she beholds a child crying, because normally, as you know from the sermons, you hear a child crying. The fact that she beholds a child crying means that Moses was crying silently. She actually had to look at him to know he was crying. Because he was afraid to cry out loud. Because if he cried out loud, he would be caught and he would be killed. And this begins Moses' constant struggle that we know throughout his life to express himself. Remember, kvad peh, kvad lashon, Moses says to God, I can't talk right. I can't say what it is I really want to say. What is atzur mima'amakei halev, locked up in the depths of Moses' heart. He can't say it. Because he is wounded by that initial experience of being cast out of his home, placed in the river, and raised, even though in a palace, in a home that's not his own. But the remarkable thing is, we know too well that when someone suffers some pain in this world, that the natural human reaction is not to be more empathetic to someone else, but it's to turn around and inflict that pain on someone else. The bully is the one who's hit at home and takes the pain and turns around and tries to find someone weaker to inflict the pain on, to salve his own inadequacies. But that wasn't Moshe. Moshe, like the greatest leaders, like Churchill, like Lincoln, who suffered so many wounds in his life, the deaths of those closest to him, took that pain and turned it to compassion. In Ah, This Beautiful Land, the South African writer Alan Paton tells a remarkable story of a man who fell asleep at night and had a dream and woke up the next day and told his dream, and the dream was that he died and went before God, but he doesn't call him God, he calls him the big judge. He said, and I came before the big judge and I stood there, and the big judge said to me, where are your wounds? And I said, I don't have any wounds. And the big judge said, why? Was there nothing worth fighting for? Moses comes into this world wounded because he knows there's something worth fighting for. There was not a leader of the civil rights movement and very few participants who weren't in one way or another jailed, beaten, ostracized, wounded, and of course, in the case of Dr. King, slain, because they knew there was something worth fighting for. Very few of our Jewish ancestors were not wounded in one way or another because they knew there was something worth fighting for. We are, as you know, the luckiest Jewish community that ever walked the face of the earth. We are privileged beyond the greatest imagination of those who came before us. But still, we must be wounded. We must still risk. We must still dare. We still ought not to go before the big judge and show ourselves clean and unmarked. So that's the question for this Shabbat. Moshe knew his struggle. King knew his struggle. What is yours? On behalf of what cause? On behalf of who else besides yourself will you bear wounds? Who else's trouble will you take into your heart and your home? Who in need? Who in fear? Who bereaved? Who bereft? And who alone? On behalf of what purpose will you rise up and say, I am willing to be wounded because I know from my conscience, from my country, and from my Torah, that it is no worthy life if there isn't something worth fighting for. Shabbat Shalom.